Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Evolve Holistic Health Podcast. I'm your host, Esteban Tovar. And my guest today is Fabricio. He is an entrepreneur who started as a young boy in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. At the age of 14, he started his first e-commerce store and sold it before the age of 18. In 2019, he moved to Canada and now runs a successful agency called Fabs Marketing. So, hey, Fabricio, how are you? Thank you for being on the podcast.
Hey, thank you so much for inviting me, and I hope that our conversation will give some value to the ones that are listening.
Of course, I think so. It definitely will. And so I wanted to ask you, what was it, you know, starting off with your journey here, what made you want to get into e-commerce and start running a business at the age of 14? Because, you know, at the age of 14, for me, I was playing video games and, like, you know, doing other stuff. You know, running a store was not my first thought to do that at that age. So it is interesting, and I wanted to see what you, your thoughts on that.
Yeah, no, me too. Like, I play video games until nowadays, so I'm a big fan of video games, so I can relate that. For me, like, I studied English, even though I was, you know, born and raised in Rio. I studied English since I was 9 years old. And like when I was 14, I started my first job. Like I was working as a translator. Like I did an assessment online and I passed. So I was just translating some, you know, silly tasks, as they say, like this, and earning some money. And I started to receive some money and I kind of enjoy it. Like, you know, I was just a little boy, no need to pay bills and this kind of stuff. So every like 50 bucks that I received in a month for me was kind of, okay, I will buy more games for me. And then I start to know more about, you know, digital stuff, what we can do online, which we can run online. And I learned about this, like this drop shipping thing. Because like, I know that in US and Canada, people are doing this for a long time, but in Brazil, that's very new. Like when I started like 10 years ago, like there was just, you know, few people talking about that. So I decided to give it a try, like to learn. I had some money saved. You know, I asked my mom at the time some more and run a test. Like I am a big fan of video games, movies as well, especially Marvel, DC, this kind of stuff. So I created a geek store, you know, like it was kind of what I like and what I would buy. So I started to advertise. At the beginning, it was kind of tricky because, you know, the results were not there. Like there are a lot of things that we need to cover and I was not ready yet, but as the time came and I started to learn more, to develop more, the success came after, you know, some back and forth. So yeah, like it was just me trying to do something different, trying to buy more games. You know, it was a kind of you know, something that I was doing for fun, and you know, sooner than I realized, it came into something that I was actually earning money from. So it happened like I've never planned to be like this. I just saw an ad, think that it was interesting, decided to give it a try. It was basically like that.
Yeah. Okay. So you saw an ad and that kind of inspired you to go ahead and start this store here. What was the, because I know that you mentioned that there was trial and error for the store in creating it. Uh-huh. What that you started to learn? I mean, was it like maybe how to get more customers or how to maybe customer service or shipping speed? What was the trial and error, or was it more getting people to your store?
I think everything was a challenge because it was completely unknown thing. Like my mom doesn't work with that. My dad, you know, I don't have anyone in my family doing that. And I decided to do by my own. So it was kind of, everything was new to me. Like I didn't know how to, you know, provide a good customer service. I didn't know how to advertise well. I just choose some things that I think that was interesting for me, and that's it, you know. So at that time, like, I didn't know, like, the value of the money, you know. Like, of course, you know that money can buy some stuff, but you don't know, like, what exactly, like, how it's tough to get, you know, like, how much effort do you want to put. And when I start to see my money come out, like, I do some advertising and it was not converting, you know, like, that was something challenging for me, because I saw an ad, and in the ads, everything so, you know, sounds so simple, so easy to do. And most of the times, not like this, like, most of the time you have struggles along the way. So for me, the first shock was this, like, I did an ad, did a convert, like, I spent all my money on this, like, what am I going to do now? So, you know, it was tough for me to get back on my feet. Like, I needed to work more on the thing that I was doing, like, on the translation thing, in order to invest in the ads. After that, after some time, like, I would say that I was not profitable at all, like, for the first year. I was trying, like, I was barely break even. And after 1 year, I found something online, like a product that sold so much. Like, it was, you know, high speed selling, and I was not prepared for that. So for me, you know, was the second shock, because, like, how do I do a good customer service with these people? Like, how do I, you know, help them and start to come up some complaints, some, you know, shipment that was not being done at the proper time, you know. So the fulfillment part was a difficult thing, but I had help when it got to this. Like, I got my family, got my back, and then out of the day, it was good, because, like, I was able to grow, like, as a person much, you know, faster than my age. So, like, when I was 16, I was already running a business. I already have, like, one or two people helping me. It was not an employee, because I was not paying a salary. Like, I was just giving some help, like, exchanging some favors, you know, like, okay, you do this for me, I do this for you. But either way, I had to manage my first team. So, you know, for me, it was something that I grew so much. And when I was, like, 18 years old that I actually sold it, I felt like, you know, as now I'm ready to do something more than just that, you know. Mm-hmm.
What was it that you were trying to do now? What were your next steps that you wanted to do?
Yeah, like, when I was 18, it comes to that time of university, you know, like, okay, what I'm going to do now, like, I need to choose my job, the thing that I will do for the rest of my life. And I was, you know, like, I always liked mathematics so much, physics. So I decided to go to civil engineering school. And I thought at the time that it was the thing that I was, you know, looking to achieve. I was still doing some e-com, you know, like, on my free time as well to earn some money. But after some years, like around 2 years of the civil engineering school, I realized that the most important thing for me was not there, because I believe that, okay, I like math, I like engineering, so that's something that I was going to do, and that was not. And that's the reason why I'm telling this story for you. It's because the thing that I want to do the most is to make a good impact, you know. Like, when I had my first e-com, like, was the first time that I was actually dealing with people. And I started to realize, like, how grateful they were when you provide a good service. Like, how grateful you were, like, they were when, you know, on my mind, I was just, you know, selling some stuff for them, doing the shipment, send it to their home, that's it. But for them, it was something special, something extra, you know. And I started to understand that, and that's what I'm looking for. Like, you know, to make a good impact, to be able to you know, like, I won't say an example, because I don't consider myself as this, because I commit a lot of mistakes, but to be able to impact the community in a positive way. That's why I decided to move, to learn more about marketing, because I know that with this skill that I love to do, that I learned by myself, and now I'm graduating on this, I was able to reach more people. And when I work with a business now, my biggest goal is, okay, so who am I going to impact with this, you know? And I'm able to impact my community, like I'm able to impact Latin America. And I consider that for any action that I take, when I'm hiring, when I'm dealing with a business, when I'm saying no, sometimes happens as well. So it's all about the impact. It's all about like, I am touching people's feeling. If I am, I'm happy with that. Of course, money is important, but nothing's more important than this feeling for me.
Right, yeah. I mean, you want to help people, and the money, it's good. It's good that you're getting paid and it's good that you're getting money, but it comes secondary, right? You wouldn't choose to do something where you're affecting people negatively and getting paid. That's something that...
It's not about affecting negatively, but like in the civil engineering, like I was doing some internship and I was working for large corporations, you know, like I was able to work in a large corporation in Brazil. And when I was there, like I felt like, okay, it's not that I'm impacting negatively, but it's that I'm working for large corporations and these people, like they don't care about regular people. Like they don't care about like my neighbor, you know, like they don't care about the community. They care about the huge profits, about numbers, you know, like, and that's not my game. So my game is to be able to help people like who I can touch, who I can feel, who I can talk on the street, you know, so regular people. So I want to be like apart from large corporations, from big companies, this kind of stuff, even though I can earn more money, I don't care, because I want to see like that my job is impact directly in someone that is a regular people, someone that the large corporation don't give a look, don't care so much, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand, definitely. You want to affect people. You want to give that human connection in a way, whereas with larger corporations, it's like, it's just not there anymore. It's like you said, it's more about statistics and numbers and
data.
Data. And there's just no connection anymore there. Mm-hmm. That is very, you know, very inspiring because not something that a lot of people think about, you know, when they start a business or when they, it's not something they consider. What inspired you to kind of think that way or you know, keep that value with you despite growing a business where a lot of people might lose that?
Yeah, for me, it was a simple action, but you know, that changed the whole game for me. As I told you, my first sitcom was a geek thing, like I was dealing with nerd, like video games, this kind of stuff. And I used to sell a Mario action figure, you know, like Mario from the video game, Mario Bros.
Yeah.
And I was selling this, and that was selling so much, and it was, you know, giving me some profit. I was happy with that. Until one day I received a message, like an email, the customer support email. And the guy just sent me like a picture of his baby with the toy. And he wrote something like this. Hey, because of you, now I can share my passion with my young boy. So, and I'm grateful for that. So when I saw that, at the time, I didn't understand so much the value of the things that we do, you know. For me, it was just about the numbers, just about selling, you know. And when I realized that, okay, so I just sold a toy, and the guy's grateful for that because he's sharing his passion with his young boy. So for him, it's something special. So I want to see that kind of special thing in the eyes, like, of the people that I work with, that I relate with. Like, I'm an immigrant in Canada. I'm working with so many immigration agencies right now. You know, I'm helping them to get more audience, to make a great impact. And when I see someone, like, telling them, okay, I came from your ad and now I accomplished my dream to live abroad. Like I accomplished my dream to have a better life, to give a better life to my family, you know? So all of this impact me so well that I feel rewarded, you know, like, okay, I'm not just a guy doing some marketing. I'm something more. And that's what I'm looking for. So the turnaround point for me was at certain point silly, but it impacted and changed the whole game for me. So what that guy said, you know, the feeling that he had at the time, I want to, you know, all my clients, all the people that I work with to feel the same way, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. And it is incredible how one message can completely change everything for you. You know, it changes the way you run your business, the way you act, the way you would like it to grow. So mm-hmm. It is an incredible thing. And, you know, I think that was obviously in you, that value to recognize that, you know, because somebody might get that and they might not, you know, they might not have the same thought. But I did want to ask you also, you did mention that you moved to Canada, you were living in Brazil. What was that process like? You know, was it difficult for you?
Kind of, because I was always like a very close to my family. So like living alone, completely alone without your family is always a challenge. But I decided to do that looking for great experiences because like, in Brazil, like we have, okay, 200 million people, like that's a lot of people. But when you know English, like when you have a business like in North America, you can reach the world. Like, although like I like so much to speak Portuguese, I like so much my country. Like when I'm in Canada, when I'm speaking English, when I'm talking with guys like you, I can reach more audience. Like almost everyone in the world talks English, even though it's not like speaks English, even though it's not like, you know, their official language, but they speak as the second language. So when I decided to move was to that, like, okay, so I want to be able to reach more people, like even bigger than Brazil, you know? So that was the kind of challenge for me, because I didn't feel like I was able to do that from Brazil. And I decided to move to further my education. And for me, it was difficult to move. The weather as well, the weather stuff. Like you live in New York, you know, like how winter is, mm-hmm. especially in Toronto. Like it's very tough. Like and I'm from Rio, man. Like it's a summer all year. You know, like we go to the beach. Like we go to parks even during our winter because it's still sunny. You know. So, and the culture as well. But, you know, like, I think that when you face some challenge like this, it makes you grow. Like, it may hurt, but it makes me, you know, grow even more because, like, I feel like I'm a completely different guy when I arrived from today. You know, just it's 2 years and a half that I'm living here, like, 2.5, almost 3 years from now. But I feel like I grew up like a 5-10 years because of the situation that I faced, you know?
Yeah, I agree with you, you know, and I like what you said about like, you know, it's painful and uncomfortable, but yeah, the growth is there. I feel like when you push yourself to do something, even though it can be scary and painful, and maybe even lonely at times, the growth that happens afterwards, it's really incredible. And I like what you talk about, also about experiences, like you came here to experience it and to be able to just understand your life in a better, in a more authentic way. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of going to help you become more authentic. But let me ask you this. What do you like about Toronto?
Man. There? Several stuff like I love, I don't know if you know that or, but basically Toronto is based on 50% they are native people and 50% they are immigrant, and we have immigrants from all over the world. Like there are more than 200 nationalities just in Toronto, living in Toronto. So like the opportunity to connect with different cultures is amazing. Like in the same classroom, like when I was studying, like in the same classroom, like you have people from South America, from North America, from Africa, Asia, like people that you don't even think about, like that you would know one day. So that's amazing because like you can connect with more people and share experience. Like so the cultural thing like it is so rich here in Toronto. So that's something that I appreciate so much. I also love the how safe it is. Like I feel completely safe here. Like I'm not afraid at all. Like so it's very organized as well. So like to raise a family is much better than other cities. And Toronto was chosen like several times as one of the best places to live in the world. But the number one thing for me is culture. Like I can be like in a weekend in a Brazilian restaurant to kind of visit my culture. But in another day, I can be in an African restaurant, like experimenting a totally different food. So that's something that amazed me. And that made me learn so much because like we are all humans, but it's like impressive like how we are so different from each other, like how our culture is different. And that's good. That's good because like different doesn't mean that it's the wrong way. It doesn't, it only means that it's different in somehow. So it's opportunity to grow, to learn.
Yeah, definitely. And different, it's like a different perspective also, you know? It's like
Yeah.
you're learning something else, a different experience from a different part of the world. And I think that's what's kind of like the great part about, you know, living life. And
Yes. Yes.
so I wanted to ask you about your agency, Fabs Marketing. Okay, what yeah, if you could tell me a little bit more about that agency and how it got started.
Yes, it got started 3 years ago. When I moved to Canada, I was already like because when I was around 19 to 20 years old, I kind of transitioned a little bit. Like I used to run my e-commerce by myself, but running an e-commerce is something very tough. Very difficult because you have several things to do, and I was doing like basically all my own. Of course, I had some people helping me, but I was still need to lead the way. And I realized that okay, that's something that I like to do. That's something that I like to do. That's something that I don't want to do. So I don't want to do this anymore. And the fact that I don't like to do is because I feel like I'm not good at it as well. So I'm not the expert. So instead of having my own e-coms, I decided to sell my service to help other people that they have e-com. And that's when my agency started. Like it was me kind of like doing the same thing that I did for my own stores with the other people's store as well. So I started to sell that, especially marketing and copywriting. That was kind of the things that I'm expert about. But during like, when I was studying, when I was graduating, I started to know more people and I started to understand, okay, so I need something more because I realized that me as a guy, just me working and selling my service was not enough for them. They would need other people as well to fulfill what they need, like they don't need only someone to run ads. They need people to create posts. They need people to create a website. Then, and I was not able to do that. So I start to upgrade step by step and hire more people and also reaching more, different niches, different businesses, not only working with e-coms, because as I told you, like I want to be able to help other ways as well. So it grew up like as an idea of a young boy, okay, like let me help some other people as well right now. And yeah, it's we are always looking to upgrade. Like right now I have around 10 people working with me already, like in all my team, several cl more than 30 clients that we helped along this journey. Like so it has been a pleasure to me, and I still like to put my hands on, so I still want to do some job myself To be able to still feel the sense of, the challenge, everything that you face when you're doing with your own biz, with your own money. I feel the same way when I'm doing for my clients, because like, I know that's the result needs to be there, to keep working together, So yeah, it was basically this idea that grew up, upgraded, and turned out what's nowadays,
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. Yeah, it's really incredible. So you had an e-commerce store, you sold it, before turning 18, and now you have this agency, Fabs Marketing, where now you have 10 employees, and it's all at the age of, you're 24 now, correct?
Yeah.
So at such a young age, you already have a company with 10 employees, and that's something that, again, 24 is something that a lot of people, they're not running a company with employees. So what is your thought process or your mindset, because it looks like you were able to jump pretty quickly in creating these businesses and making them successful. So what is your thought process? Do you have any like difficulties before starting a business, or is it something that you are able to jump into?
I have difficulties until nowadays, to be honest with you. I need a lot of people to support me, because I am the kind of guy that wants to embrace the challenge. I'm not afraid at all. But with that comes some mistakes as well that you commit along the way. You don't pay attention so much in the details as you would need. Sometimes I don't structure process as I would need. So with that, with that knowledge, when I realized that, I start to learn, feel more human, So I'm working with this for 3 years, but there were several months that I didn't have a client at all, still looking for clients, still hunting and still, going after these people. So for me, the turnaround point is always two things, understand that I'm human, that I'm not perfect. So there are some things that I will be able to do well. There are others that I'm not able to do well. And these things I usually delegate. And second was my wife. Even though I'm young, I married last year. I married in January 2020, right before the pandemic.
Wow.
And for me, she's completely the opposite of me. She's more kind of the person that wants to have the control of everything that it's doing, pay attention so much in the details. So with her help, I feel we have a team, because what is missing in me, she can complete, she can come to the plate, And yeah, this was very important to me. Because now I have a support for someone that I love, but I also have my team to cover my mistakes, my weaknesses. So I still have difficulties. I still don't know how to do some situations. I still panic sometimes during calls when I don't know what to answer. But nowadays, as I have help, as I have my team with me, and of course, the most important person that is with me now is my wife. So as I have her, it's easier to fulfill this. But having your own best, it's always you don't have so much safety, let's say like this. It's always changing. There are months that you can close several clients, and there are months that you may not close a single one. It can't happen. So be able to, understand these times and know that's going to work, know that you are going to improve the way that you need and keep going. There are these things I learned with her. She helped me so much with that. So it keeps me pushing to move forward, because I think that I tried to give up several times I thought about giving up, doing some other stuff, but she was there for me. And that's the reason why I'm still on my feet and still with my business, and you're still doing some good job.
Yeah, I mean that's a great wife for sure, you know. She kind of pushed you into not giving up, and I like that you said, it's like you said, it's just like pretty much your other half, you know. She's like the detail-oriented one, like maybe I don't know, maybe more grounded one, and then you're more of the more spontaneous one. You like to jump into things and take action and learn as you go. So that's a great team right there for sure.
Yes. And I always recommend that, like in my case with my wife, but you know, for other people, maybe a friend, maybe a mentor, you know, something that someone that you really trust is very important, because there are things that need to be seen that you cannot see for yourself, you know. Sometimes that are mistakes that you commit that you don't realize, because it's your personality, it's your way of doing things. But when you have someone look at the bigger picture, you know, like out of it, it makes you know, imagine things that you are not able to imagine by your own, you know. So having someone, at least one person that you really trust, is something very important. Like when I started, it was my mom. Now with my business and with this new life, like living abroad and all this kind of stuff, it's my wife. But it can be a friend, it can be a mentor, but someone to be on your side is, you know, key to success, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I myself, you know, I've taken business classes and classes in general. It's always good to just get a different perspective, because somebody, you may see a problem one way and they might see a problem differently, you know. So it's always great to have that back and forth, maybe asking people for help, those kind of things. But so you've had two businesses so far. What would you tell people that would want to start a business? What's something you would tell them? Like, just get started, or do some research, or find what you love. What tips would you give them?
Yeah, I believe that the first thing that you need to understand is like what's the ultimate goal of your business. Like if you just want to start a business to have some money, like it won't succeed. Like when money is the ultimate goal, business don't last. Like it happened the same with me. Like I started the business to, like I started my e-com to earn some money, and I was only able to be actually successful when I understand the value of it. So your ultimate goal has to be something very special for you. For me, it's to impact more people, to help more people. For you, it can be something different. It can be like your dreams, it can be supporting your family, for you know, something like this. But you still need to have your ultimate goal. Once you figure out this ultimate goal, of course, being like cautious and learning about your finances is good, but you need to take a step of faith. Like at some point, and somehow, and I understand that's difficult, especially because we have a lot of people out there. We know there are some people that are not trustworthy. We know that there are some people that are just scams, fake gurus, but you still need to take a step of faith. Because like once you give this first step, you will realize what's like if that's actually for you, you know. And you do the same thing like when you go to college, for example. Like I went for civil engineering school, and that was my step of faith, and I realized that it was not for me, and that's okay, you know. It's okay to change along the way. So of course doing some research is good, but from my experience, like I feel like you only really understand what it is like, and you really understand the challenge and the benefits of it when you were inside. So to do that, you need to take a step of faith. I'm not telling you to, you know, spend all your money or, you know, like sell your house or something like that. But I'm telling you, like, if you can do that, if it's affordable for you need to take a step. I always say, like, I learned this from my mentor, that the best way to start a business was yesterday, and the second best day is today. So yesterday was the best day, it was the right timing. The second one is today. So you know, if you have someone to that will really support you, that will help you with your mistakes, if you know your value, like, oh, you know, we your ultimate goal, like what makes you dream, what makes you wake up in the morning, like what excites you, and you take this step of faith, I believe that you are most likely to succeed, even though maybe your business is complex, but like you are doing that with so much passion, so much effort that you will learn along the way, you know. So that was what happened to me. So that's kind of what I recommend to people as well. So like learning my like listening my wife a little bit. Okay, plan a little bit, but don't plan so much. Don't overthink. Take a step of faith.
Yeah, I love that. You know, it's true. You can sometimes I've heard that sometimes planning is a way to delay taking action. It's a way to just not do it. So yeah, it's good to plan and just to kind of make a little plan and maybe think about the steps, but eventually you have to take action. And I agree, you know, you don't have to do these major steps. You know, you can just take like a little step, little by little, every day, and eventually you'll have something, you know. And so, yeah, I think I definitely agree with that.
Yeah, I believe that something that I did like in the past when I started is to put some small targets so I would be able to step further, you know. Like for example, I didn't start with like investing like a 10K, for example. I started investing like a 500, and then my goal was to reach 1K. When I reach 1K, I reinvest, you know. So taking these small steps give you two things. The first one is the momentum. So basically, the momentum is that, you know, like that time that you feel like, okay, I was able to succeed, I was able to reach that, you know. So you feel happy and you feel excited and you keep moving forward because you see that's working. So it's good to have these momentums. But if your first goal is to have like I want to start a business, so you have like 100K in revenue. That's tough. That's huge to accomplish. So that momentum will not come so easily. So putting small targets like, okay, I'm investing 500. Let's go to 1K. Let's go to 1.5, you know? So this is very important. And also to give you short steps, you know, because the most difficult thing is to build the foundation, like to reach, you know, a process, to understand a process that actually works. So this is very, very difficult to reach. And just taking these small steps, you will build the foundation because like selling nothing is a huge problem, but maybe selling too much is a problem as well because you are not able to fulfill, you don't have the workforce, or like if you are in the e-com or selling stuff, like your inventory is not enough, like the shipments delay. You know, there are so many stuff. So, you know, like selling nothing is a problem as much as selling too much, more than we were ready to do. So when you have a solid foundation, you can sell more and more. So that will not be a problem for you. So putting small targets, I think it's very important for these two things, like creating the momentum and also build the foundation of your business.
Yeah, I like that because yeah, you can have if you don't have like a solid foundation, you won't and if you sell all this product, it can be bad for your business and it can destroy you in a way. And so it's good to take these little steps and be able to, you know, kind of just meet your targets, but make sure that you're still running a business that can be successful and doesn't get destroyed by, you know, problems along the way, especially if it grows too quickly.
Yeah, and people like your customers, they feel that. Like your customer can tell like 100%, even if you're not doing a good job, okay? Even if the results are not there, but they feel the passion, they feel that you are doing your best, you know, like it's easier to overcome that and to reach a point to, okay, like now my client is happy, you know. But when you're not giving the proper times, you know, especially because you have tons of clients to take care of, or when you're not giving the value that they need, or when you're not giving the support, you know, when you don't hear them, they realize that. And that's the time when the bad reviews come. And these this is the worst thing that can happen for any business, like when you have unsatisfied customers, because they will tell bad things about you, they will tell bad things to their friends, and like you are losing so much. So it's better to have five clients and you do a very good job and you give them the time that they worth, give them, you know, all the effort that you can provide to them than having like a hundred and you just treat them as numbers, you know. So they feel that, they sense that, and they need to feel rewarded because like it's their life, it's their business, it's something important to them. Don't matter, like as the guy who sent to me like no matter if it's a toy or if it's like changing their lives like financially, for them it's still important, and we need to give this sense of, you know, importance and hue and urgency as they feel in their minds, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I like that, you know. And so, is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners? Any tips? Anything extra?
Yeah, like as I told you, like these are the way that I have done. This is my story, but maybe you know, every story is different, so maybe yours will not be like mine, and that's totally okay. I talk with some friends, like I'm not kind of, you know, like I don't coach people so much, but I talk with my friends, I talk with my family, and then I sometimes you know, meet some people that they feel so disappointed because like they are at a certain age and they don't feel like they find the right thing, you know, like as I started, you know, at the age of 14, but I changed my career three times already, like from my e-com to civil engineering to now having a marketing agency. So don't matter the age, don't matter the position that you were at, like there's still something that you can do, you know, there is also a hope. So this sense of urgency that we have sometimes, that we have this pressure, sometimes it's from our friends, our family, to be successful at a certain age because someone else was, it's not healthy. So don't matter so much the age, don't matter so much if you find your way, your spot, or if you find already the thing that excites you the most. You know, it makes some takes a little bit more of time, but when you get there, you will be rewarded. So don't be afraid of that. Don't put pressure on yourself. And as I told you before, as I told you before, like it's all takes a step of faith. Like you only know exactly like if that's the right thing or not when you embrace that. You only think, you only know like how does it feel when you were there in that position, you know. So embracing the challenge is very important. Like sometimes you plan so much, sometimes you think so much, sometimes you know, have like a bunch of papers, bunch of marketing strategies and, you know, business strategies, and that's not the thing that will make your business sustainable. It's your job, it's your faith, it's your efforts, it's your value, you know. So, you know, don't put pressure on yourself. Don't be afraid of trying. Don't be afraid of committing mistakes. Don't be afraid of, you know, not being successful. That will happen. It happened with everyone, and it will continue happening. But that doesn't make you like you know, less than anyone else. Doesn't make human a human being. So I know that I will commit some mistakes. I don't know if like in a few years if my business will still be up. Maybe it is, like I hope it is, like I'm doing my best here, but maybe I will do something else and that's okay, you know. So I'm not afraid of what life's, you know, saves for me. I'm not afraid of tomorrow, and I don't recommend you to be as well, because like this challenge that keeps us alive. When you continue dreaming, like when you keep, you know, willing to be better every single day. So that is what excites you and keeps you alive. So don't be afraid of committing mistakes. I believe that when you commit mistakes, you learn even more than when you succeed. And also when you commit mistakes, it's one step else that you're taking to the success. Like maybe there's a few people that reach the success without committing mistakes, but honestly, I don't know any.
Right. Yeah, I think everybody, you know, it's like a trial and error, and eventually, you know, like I remember a picture where it was a magician, and he had like these plates, and he was like spinning the plates, and behind him there was like steps, and there was like 1,000 broken plates along these steps as he was going up, until he got to this venue where he was now able to, you know, he had this great success with a huge audience. So yeah, I think, you know, I agree. I think that, yeah, you're gonna make mistakes along the way, but those mistakes are what's gonna, you know, make you successful. How else are you gonna learn how to know what's right and what's wrong?
Yeah, no, for sure. That's the key to learn. Like every time that I commit a mistake, I always think about that. Like this picture that you mentioned, I know what you're talking about. So it's basically like this. Like I know people that started a business like at the age of 40s, 50s, and they are completely happy. And there are people like, you know, like me that started doing this at the age of 14. So it's all good. Like we're still equal. It's still like the same way. Like don't matter the age, don't matter so much like the mistakes that you commit along the way. Only matter if you were happy or not. So right now, maybe, I don't know, like maybe if I was in the civil engineering field and working for large corporations, I would be able to earn more money. I don't know, maybe I was like one of the partners of the company nowadays, like with my work. But honestly, I wouldn't trade it at all. Like if someone offered me a position, like being a partner for a large corporation in exchange of everything that I have, even though I'm not the kind of guy who come to you and say, hey, I'm making millions with my marketing agency, because I'm not. But even though, I wouldn't trade it all, because that feeling for me, like it's unpayable, you know, like it's there's no money that who can actually pay for that. And finding that proposition, finding that, you know, like that feeling, that, you know, purpose on your life is the most important thing. So like the pressure, like I am the kind of guy who likes pressure, because it makes me grow. It makes me out of my comfort zone, you know, and every time that you step ahead from your comfort zone, it's painful. But man, like it's so rewarding that, you know, like it's good. Like I'm working from the comfort of my home. Like I can be tomorrow, like in another part of the world to see work. I can be with my family basically all the time. Like I work like one room ahead for my wife. I spend all the time on the world with her. And, you know, that's something important to me. So, you know, it's just a matter of finding what's important, what makes you smile. And then when you find, that's it. Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely, I agree. And where can people find you? What's social links?
Yeah, so the name of my business is Fives Marketing. So I'm on Instagram, like Fives Marketing is my Instagram. You can reach me out there. My personal one is Fabricio Basilio. People can also contact me, like feel free to DM on all this kind of stuff. And my website is fabsmarketinggroup.com. So feel free to take a look, feel free to contact, feel free to send a message, even though you're not a client, even though you don't want to purchase my service. For me, it's always a pleasure to talk, to connect, and, you know, to make friends along the way. So I have the pleasure to say nowadays that I have friends in all continents. So I have I have friends in Africa, like Asia, and I want to keep, you know, growing, because as much you learn, like you will do different stuff, you will embrace different challenges. So networking for me is all very good. So Fabricio Basilio, my Instagram profile, Fast Marketing, my business one. My LinkedIn is Fabrício Basilio as well. So feel free to message me out in any social media that you feel comfortable. And I will try my best to make myself available and reply in a short way.
Okay, great. Thank you for that. And for the listeners, I will also put the links in the description below so you can just click on those. And thank you, Fabrício, for being on the podcast. And I will talk to you soon. You have a good day.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Esteban. Bye-bye.